Good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, standing in and hosting for David Sandoval, who's ready to rock with another Purium Lifestyle call on Wednesday nights. This is his radio show every Wednesday night, always filled with great product information. Tonight he's going to be talking about the top three uses for activated barley, which is a product we just got officially non-GMO verified, which is awesome. And if you're a paleo parent out there, he's going to talk about what you should feed your kids. And he's going to give an update on our biodegradable packaging project, something that's really, really powerful. Everybody who's heard about it is understanding Dave's vision for our environmental commitment. And then to start off tonight's call, I'm going to give away one free ticket to the LEAP National Convention. We do it every Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. First of all, you got to buy your convention ticket. So we only give it away for people who are ready to step up and be there. Secondly, you got to enroll a PLC membership the week prior. And we had a whole bunch of people to choose from here this week, and we randomly chose one person. And if that person is on the line, then that is the winner. If not, I got a second person queued up and ready. So let me put this call into Q&A mode and make sure that that person can hit star six if they hear their name. And today's winner of a free LEAP National Convention ticket is from Minnesota. She's a green diamond, and her name is Pamela Brown. Pamela, hit star six if you're on the line. Pamela Brown, star six, shout it out. Love to hear from you. This is your opportunity. You already bought your convention ticket. You enrolled somebody last week. We want to give you a rebate, 100%. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and announce the second person since it sounds like Pamela either isn't on or can't get on. So our second winner is an executive from Florida, and her name is Angel Volturno. Angel, are you on the line? Hit star six, and we'll let you go to convention for free. Star six, Angel, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you. I'm so happy to
hey.
Be on. Yay!
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Angel. Why don't you tell us about the person you enrolled last week?
Okay. I actually enrolled another professional member. He's somebody that I started working on as soon as I came on board. This was the first part of November. Network marketing, very new to me, so I really owe it to my team. I had my upline diamond, Andrea Travato, and Kim and Sherry Simsby to help me out so much with all the teamwork and teaching me everything that I need to know. So it was great.
Fantastic. Well, great, Angel. Well, congratulations, and we'll make sure we get your ticket rebated on your next weekly check. So thanks for being on. Just hit star six again, and you'll be off the line, and we'll bring on David Sandoval. So every Wednesday night, we have the good pleasure of having our owner and founder talking about products and whatever else is going on in his mind to give you an update, give you a sneak preview, talk about the world around him. He is the author of the Green Foods Bible and the founder of this company more than 23 years ago, and I'm going to turn it over to David Sandoval. David, you on the line?
I am. Can't you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Well, it is a nice rainy day here in Southern California as the people are moving about in their sort of unsure way because Southern Californians aren't used to rain. And, you know, that is a sort of a good thing and a bad thing. It's a double-edged sword here. But I have pulled over on the side of the road. I am here with you 100% focused on this call, on this time that we spend together. Some of the best time, in my opinion, is the opportunity to share with you some of the things that I love, some of the reasons why I do the things I do, how I do the things we do, and all of that sort of a peek into the mad mind of, you know, of what goes on. So, you know, one of the things I want to share with you again on this Meet the Owners call, my name is David Sandoval, one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and tonight is all about, you know, for me, education, inspiration, you know, and talk about how we get down to our formulation as well. And I want to start with a Plastifact. A Plastifact is a term that I phrased that I'm going to start putting on Facebook, and I'm going to start sharing information about something I'm really, really passionate about. something that has become a tiny bit, not a complete obsession, but a tiny bit of an obsession. See, I have reduced my reliance on plastic by about 80%. That means that without going completely crazy, I have begun to shop really, really consciously. And if I could buy something, let's say I'm buying eggs, and one of them is made out of like a foam plastic product, and one is a cardboard product, I would buy the eggs in cardboard. If I go to buy a prepared sandwich at the airport and there's one in a bag, a paper bag with a little plastic window, so you can see what's in there, versus this big, heavy plastic container that snaps together and has little compartments, and, you know, it's like 100 times more plastic, you know, than I choose that sandwich. I always choose a bottle of glass or cardboard. So if I go to buy, let's say, orange juice, and even though it's fresh and organic, it's in a plastic container, I'll buy the one that's organic that's in the paper cardboard container, simply to avoid the plastic. And so, you know, we have to make decisions in our lives what's important to us, and then we have to be careful that, like I said, I'm not becoming fanatical about it, but I am becoming conscious about it. And becoming conscious of something is the first step, you know, being aware and conscious is the first step to change. And so I want to ask all of you as a favor to me, and here's the reason why, because of the Plastifact. Here's a Plastifact I'm going to share with you. Today's Plastifact says that there is more plastic in the ocean than there is living microorganisms. So if you were to weigh everything in the ocean that's alive, from whales to plankton and everything in between, if you were to put it on a scale, the total tonnage would be less than the total tonnage of plastic that is in our oceans today. Because of that, all of the fish that we eat from oceans that migrate and swim around and eat other fish, etc., they tend to eat plastic as well from time to time. And so they contain plastic. And it is impossible to find a fish in the ocean today that does not, on some level, have plastic in it. That is why we rely upon algaes and wild plants, because they still have remained free of that contamination. And we carefully cultivate our spirulina and our chlorella in controlled environments to make sure that they too are free of contamination, because plastic has become a real serious problem on our planet and in our planet. And that is something I wanted to give you today, a little Plastifact, a little blast, a Plastiblast, and let you know that we've got to do something about it. So much plastic in our oceans that there's more plastic than there are fish, and we can do something about it. And one of the things that we're doing about it, by the way, is we are becoming innovators. First of all, we have dramatically reduced our use of plastic, and we're trying to get even better. And I'm going to give you, there, since I've become even more aware of the problem with plastic, I'm going for this incredible plasticless agenda, and I'm working on a lot of different things. How could we use less plastic in our packaging? How could we use less plastic in our shipping? How could we use less plastic in everything? So I want to start to get a read from people. If you've got a container from us and it has a scoop in it, do you need to get a new scoop every time you get a Power Shake, a Love Super Meal, a Green Kamut, or a Barley, or one of those daily fiber blends, or whatever it might be, spirulina? Do you need to get a new scoop every time? Because that's hundreds of thousands of scoops that I buy a year, hundreds of thousands. And we're starting to look at alternatives to plastic packaging. Biodegradable non-GMO, compostable. We looked at a non-GMO plastic alternative that we've got to verify that claims to compost in only 60 days. Is that incredible? So imagine that. That would be really, really cool. So I told you that we're working on this. I told you we're going to give you an update. We have found, and we are beginning experimentation with non-GMO. Important to say. Biodegradable and compostable plastic that we are going to start introducing in our packaging. So stay tuned. Get your tickets for convention, by the way. We've got some awesome, amazing announcements that are going to be going on there, including, and I can't reveal too much, but including what we just said. We announced that it's going to happen at last year's convention. We said it would happen before or by next year's convention, and that's all I could say. And I keep my word. So it might be a good idea to get that ticket. You know, I am big into non-GMO, and I've got a big announcement because our activated barley, the food of gladiators, the very food that the Roman army thrived on, the ultimate slow-burning carbohydrate. This is something that can help maintain healthy, blood glucose and cholesterol levels. An amazing food called activated barley. We always knew it was non-GMO. We know that it's certified organic, but very, very proud to say now that it is certified non-GMO by the Non-GMO Verify Project. We'll begin to carry the seal in very short order, because we are supporters of, we are crusaders for, we are, in fact, at the leading edge, the cutting edge of nutritional supplement companies that have dedicated ourselves to providing the purest food on the planet so that we can experience this amazing, incredible thing that we call life. So very proud of that. And as such, I did promise that I would share some of my favorite recipes. As such, I did promise that I would let you guys in on some of my favorite ways to use activated barley, and everybody knows one of them, and that is, of course, the goo. See, there's this stuff called goo that's really unhealthy for you if you read ingredient labels the way that I do, and that rhymed, isn't it? Isn't it hilarious? And it's true. It's so true that goo is bad for you if you read labels the way that I do. And Dr. Zeus would have to agree because of the ingredients. High fructose corn syrup, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and who knows what else may be in there. But guess what? We've got several variations. And I'm just going to give you one of them, my favorite way to do it, because I like to keep it simple, Sandoval. Okay? So if you keep it simple, Sandoval, you never want to put too many ingredients in something because it takes too long to prepare. So for this, you're going to choose your nuts. You could choose almonds, walnuts. You could choose probably not peanuts. You want a slow-burning energy source. You know, some people have used macadamia nuts, even cashews or pistachios. But either way, choose your favorite nut, and you're going to mash it into a nut butter. You could start with a nut butter. There's some that are already made. You're going to add into that activated barley. That's right, a nice big heaping tablespoon. You're going to add into that rice bran solubles, too. Nice big heaping tablespoons. Of course, you're going to have started with 2 nice tablespoons of your nut butter. And then you're going to add in a paste of something like currants or grapes. Some people, I know this is funny, but they just use a very high quality organic preserves. And they'll put a spoonful or two of that in there. Blend it all together. Mix it all together. It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with with a bunch of Purium stuff in there. Now, again, you're going to put in the activated barley, you're going to put in the rice bran solubles, and if you want to, you can even put in a little bit of the white American ginseng liquid to help make it all slurry up a little bit. This is a super formula. There's other variations that people might tell you about, but this is one that I really, really like. You're going to put all of this into a wax paper and a wax paper type of a cone. Okay, so you're going to roll the wax paper. You're going to, excuse my analogy, but it's going to look a little bit like one of those Bob Marley, you know what, big, rolled, it's going to be conical, it's going to be folded down on one side, and you're going to be able to squeeze it from one side and have it come out the other. You're going to want to tape it, because we're going to use as little plastic as possible. You could tape it with some duct tape if you want, hold it together, and that wax paper tube is going to be your friend as you squeeze out this amazing energy enhancing goo type of stuff alternative while you are running or in some major endurance sport. It may be while you're sitting through a PHP Academy and just wondering when I'm going to feed you. I'm teasing. But the bottom line is that any time that you're in some endurance activity, whether it be school or whether it be sports, whether it be a marathon, you might want to consider having, you know, some superfoods at your side. And if you're a marathoner, this is the easiest way to do it because you're on the run and you just have something in your belt or something in your backpack, your fanny pack, and that works great. Now, my second favorite, maybe my favorite, actually, because I'm not a marathoner, but I do love me some gravy because I grew up and gravy was a comfort food. Now, there's not very many people for whom gravy was not a comfort food, and we have a little something that we call Davy gravy up at the Oasis, and that's where I use activated barley to make some really awesome gravy. Now, if you want to make it just, you know, vegetable style, all you have to do is start with some Better Than Bouillon stock, vegetarian stock. You're going to get yourself a teaspoon to a tablespoon of that. You're going to start with a quarter to a half of an onion, diced small, some coconut oil, and you're going to start sauteing the coconut oil, sauteing the onion in the coconut oil. You're going to get it down, saute it down until it starts to brown and starts to caramelize a little bit. Then you're going to take and you're going to add in some activated barley. You're going to mix it in with that, add another teaspoon, a tablespoon of coconut oil. You're going to mix it with the caramelized onion, and you're going to brown it a little bit. And then off to the side, you're going to have 2 to 3 cups of Better Than Bouillon boiling it with water, and you're going to pour that into that roux, and you're going to let it boil up into gravy. And then to thicken it, you can add a little more activated barley in there, you know, powder in the top, mixed around a little bit. And I don't think that's going to be necessary, depending if you just measure your water right. And you have this amazing, delicious gravy. I smother vegetables with that gravy. It's better than butter. Really, really delicious. And not that I mind butter. You can even put a little butter in it if you don't want it. You know, it won't be vegan anymore is the problem. Right now, this is some serious vegan, amazing Davy gravy, and one of my ultimate favorites for the activated barley. Now, there's a tie for third, so I'm sort of sneaking in four here, even though I said there was only three, because I like making what I call nougat balls. And nougat balls are where I take rice bran solubles, I like, same thing, about 3 tablespoons, 1 tablespoon of activated barley, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, and then I mix that all together, and I chop up or grind some of my favorite tasting nuts and fruit pieces, and then I mix that, and I make me like miniature candy bars. Now, you could use coconut nibs or cocoa nibs or coconut flakes. You could use other little pieces of stuff you love, but if you start with this, that base thing, now, I add a tiny bit of honey in it sometimes, a tiny bit of salt sometimes. There's different things. You could put a drop of vanilla. You could put a drop of mint or something like that in there as well. But there's so many different ways that you can make this little cookie dough that I call it. And that's one thing. And the other way, of course, is simply mixing activated barley into any pre-workout, pre-endurance sports smoothie. It's a no-brainer, but I love it mixed into pancake batter. I love it mixed into all of my batters, my buckwheat pancake batter, etc. So way more than three uses for activated barley. It is an amazing product. And just it is a low-gluten food, but not a no-gluten food, for those of you who are asking. If you are gluten-sensitive, you should have zero problem with activated barley. If you are celiac, you shouldn't have anything that has, more than 10 parts per million. And our activated barley has, I think, around 20 parts per million. So still very low and safe, but I hope that you'll appreciate that. Now, we've got to fight GMOs. We've got to fight against GMOs. And I've got some really good news. You might have seen it that I was sharing with you on Facebook. I might have touched on it last week. I can't remember. But there's a whole new front being opened on the fight against GMOs, and I want you to be aware of it. And that is Roundup. Without Roundup, like I said, so I want you to follow this. Without Roundup, then GMOs are unnecessary. I want you to start looking and thinking of creative ways, very creative ways, to start to educate people about the problem with GMOs. And one way is to watch a video called OMG GMOs, and it will just blow your mind. So I want everybody as their homework assignment to get into that OMG GMO. I think that's what it's called. Somebody could jump in and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure as soon as we open up the lines in like 3 or 4 minutes. And just know that this is an educational process. I was so proud. I had so much fun. I was just in Kauai. I went to Hawaii, over to Kauai, and loved, the natural environment. Was so freaked out when I realized how many chemicals and GMOs are being used on that island. You're on this little tiny island, the wind blows, it typically blows onshore from the ocean. All the air gets mixed up together, and you're basically breathing this chemical cocktail. And I'm not saying there isn't clean air there. I'm not saying there's not beautiful beaches there. I'm not saying that it isn't, just one of those beautiful spots on the planet. But what I'm saying is, wow, it should be allowed to be pure. It should be allowed to be pristine. It should be allowed to actually fulfill that promise of going to a desert isle and having that purity. You know what I mean? So really, really something to fight for. It's really, really something to fight for. And so I want everybody through their buying, through their writing letters, you could write to your congressman, you could let them know that you don't accept this, that you won't accept this, that something's got to be done. Increase the fight. Increase the fight. Don't ever, ever stop or think that enough has been done, because one little thing might have been reported in the news. I had a lot of fun, by the way. I don't know if anybody saw the picture. I had a lot of fun. I've been talking about this paleo kids concept. If you were a paleo parent, what would you feed your kids? And, that's a pretty cool question. Hold on 1 second. Okay, if you were a paleo parent, what would you feed your kids? Well, let's imagine that we're all part of a nomadic tribe, right? We're all part of a nomadic tribe, and we're looking out over the plains, and we're looking in the forest, we're looking in the trees, we're looking on the ground, and we're gathering a little bit of this and a little bit of that. If we're a whole tribe and we come upon a tree, even if it has fruit on it, there may not be enough for everybody in our little tribe, maybe 5, 6, 8 pieces of fruit, and we're going to have to split those. And then we're going to go over and we're going to get a few berries from here and a little this tuber. And we're going to get, this, edible bark and maybe this edible, thing. So as you are a paleo parent, you're gathering a wide variety of diverse foods from different parts of the earth, from roots, to berries to seed pods, to peels and barks and seeds. And so what I think is really cool is that when you look at our kids MVP and you look at, you know, some of the ingredients, you know, I'm not going to mention them all because we actually published those. I want you guys to go in the back office and read that and check out more about it. But, you know, we do, because we don't have a lot of time left. But what I do know is that some of the things that people have been asking me for a long time, like, hey, why don't we have a product with moringa in it? I heard moringa is awesome. I love moringa, blah, blah, moringa. And I always said, you know, moringa is pretty cool, but you got to take sort of a lot of it. You know, you got to take a lot of it to get the nutrients out of it. Well, guess what? We found a way to actually extract the nutrients from moringa. So you don't have to eat so much of it. And we put those into the paleo kids. And, you know, I love Ayurvedic herbs and I love that type of thing. And moringa is one of those really, really cool foods from Ayurveda. And so, alma fruit is one of the things that we use. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize when we eat fruit, how many people ever eat orange peels or lemon peels? We probably don't do that. But, you know, early man, they didn't differentiate between the peel and the fruit inside of it. It was all food to them. They didn't, like, peel the peeling and throw it away. And the peelings, you know, were, I guess, more appealing to them, no pun intended. And so one of the interesting nutrient sources I found is lemon peel. I didn't realize that lemon peels had so many nutrients, but in our paleo kids, you know, several of the nutrients are actually extracted from lemon peel. And so I know we're getting close to the bottom of the hour here. And before we did, I wanted to remind people we have an event going on in Florida. And I want people, if you know people in Florida, if you are people in Florida, if you have people in Florida, if you want to have people in Florida, get them to this event. Amy Venner is going to be there. She is really, really growing into her own as a public speaker, as a representative of this cause of the Million Mom Movement that I think should sweep the country. Hawaii has already become our first Million Mom Movement state, where we have 1,000 women or 1,000 moms who have tried to influence 10 families or more, with more than 1 million people's lives being impacted in the state of Hawaii. And it's such a small island state to have done so much, and we should be so very, very proud. So Brandy and Tracy and Skylar and there are so many of you to mention out there that I can't even do it credit, like the Hose, Lydia, and just all of you are so amazing. And I know there's so many more to mention. And, you know, just you got Naeva and Tiana and on and on and on. And we just love you guys so much. Thank you for your hospitality while I was there. Keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't ever, ever say, you know, don't ever say uncle, man. Don't let them win. And we're going to keep fighting the good fight together. So my name is David Sandoval. This is the sort of Meet the Owners call, but we call it the Purium Lifestyle call now. I appreciate all of you tuning in, being part of this tonight. Get down to Florida, attend that event. Go to the back office. We got frequently asked questions. So many of the questions you have can be answered there. A lot of people call me and they ask me, you know, questions. And I sometimes am a little short with them and they go, God, why isn't Dave more patient? Because if you took the time first to go to the frequently asked questions, the answer would be right there. And while I love interacting with all of you, I can't take the same question 1,000 times, you know, and it just slows down my ability to function as the person I need to be for the company. So please look at those frequently asked questions. Please consider joining the PHP Academy. Get highly educated. And until next week, we've got stuff going on this weekend in Orange County. We've got an event. We've got events going on all over the country, you know, from time to time. But right now it's Florida and Southern California. So get people there. I'm going to be in Southern California. Amy's going to be in South Florida. So I think I went a minute over my time. So let me unlock the lines so we can take a moment to say goodnight.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.